We have here a very interesting Rabag. There's really two Rabags, where the Rabag says, first he explains the Parsha, and then he says the Toelos that we learn from it. In order to appreciate the Rabag, you had to see the Psukim. So I added the Psukim here. So basically, it says, at the beginning of the Parsha, Vayedech, so it says, Vayedech Moshe, and he gives a whole speech. Hashem Elokecha, who over who Yashmi is a Goyim, Hashem is going to destroy all the Goyim, be Yerishtam, Yeshua over the Fanecha, Kashir Dibur Hashem, Yeshua will do it, for us Hashem Lachem, Kashir also Sikhon, Ogma Melchi Amori, with the heart of Hashem Ishmaelahem, Vinod Hashem Ashnechem, right? So Hashem, Moshe tells Klai Israel, you're going to go to Israel, Yeshua will lead you, and then he tells Yeshua, Chizkil V'imsu, Altira, oh, first he says that to Klai Israel. And then Pasuk Zion, Vayikra Moshe to Yeshua, Vayomra Adav V'enei Kol Yisrael, Chazak V'amatz, be strong, Ki Ata Tovo, Es Oma Zeh Oret, Asher Nishba Hashem La'Vosam, Nasesam. Right. Okay. Then, later on, in the Parsha, Hashem has a special Nevuah, where Hashem does something very unusual. He tells Moshe to call Yeshua and they come in together, which is a very, unusual thing. And Hashem says, that's Pasuk Yudawin. Vayomer Hashem O Moshe, Hein Karv Yamech Adam, it's Kroz Yeshua. Come call Yeshua and you should come together. And in that Nevuah, Hashem tells Yeshua, Chazak V'amatz. Ki'at Tzavi Yitz B'nei Yisrael. So the same thing, basically the exact same thing that Moshe told Yeshua in Pasuk Zion, Hashem repeats it to Yeshua in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. That's basically what happened. So the Rabag apparently is bothered why it seems to be a waste in Nevuah. Hashem already, Moshe already told Yeshua in Pasuk Zion that this is true. He already told him, Chazak Damatz, Ki Ata Tavo Tav. So why does Hashem have to make a whole special Nevuah to tell him what he just told him, what he just was told 5 minutes ago? So he says as follows. Let's read the Rabag inside quickly. Siva Nikwa Yeshua Bezos Nevuah. He told Moshe to call Yeshua in front of Nevuah, which was never done before. Mitzavoy, so, to give him a tzivoy. She Echazek Bez Ames, as I be mitzvah satira. Ki Uyavi Mesro Ha'oretz. Uruzeh Amar Lo Adanochi Eimo, speaking to him. The Hirsch Eimot Bar Megil to Moshe Oz Benevuah Beshlichus Hashem Yisrach Alem. Then it's from, directly from Hashem, where Hashem told Moshe, okay. Omnim Hutzrich Lezeh. Why did he need this? The Fishashar Dvarim Shesachar Po Omram Hashem Yisrach Harchot. What Moshe said before was really quoting Hashem from earlier. Uruzeh Yefshar Shekonit Lezeh Yin Mesafik Yeshua. So it's possible Yeshua might think that it's not true. Why? Shema Eino B'Madrega Sheroi Sheshana Yadu Yisrael. Even though Hashem told it to Moshe in Har Chorev, but maybe that's assuming he would be on the right Madrega, but he didn't succeed. Ki Ulam Lo Nischadesh Nafsha, no, Hisham Nafsha Masha Yafsha, maybe he didn't reach that Madrega. On Nischadesh Echem Yisharat Ramon Minas, maybe during the interim period, you know, Shema Yigra Machet, so to speak, and he did something wrong. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling over Yeshua what Hashem said, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever it is, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. But Yeshua, if he went there, that would have been all. So Yeshua would suspect, hey, not true. Yeah, that was 40 years ago, but that was assuming certain assumptions, but it didn't pan out because I goofed. I did Averis in the interim, which I wasn't supposed to do, and therefore I messed it up. You know, Shema Yigra Machet, I ruined it. So even though you told 40 years ago Hashem said this Nevuah, but it doesn't apply. So therefore, Hashem had to give a new Nevuah and make sure that Yeshua hears in himself that no, there's no fakers, we're still on. That's what the Rabag says. The next Rabag just says the same thing over again. Not Toeles. The purpose of the parasha, the Shehiftei the Hasek Lev Yeshua Va'am, Ad Shevaoy Shechadik Libo Yosar and Bo Nevuah Oz Emotion, as to make it stronger, he came with a Nevuah. Mitzavoy Zavdiyok Yoshen Vayim 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 Vayim. Okay. So let's just skip down. He says, where there's a 26, about the middle. Vina Yadua. It's known. Kimara Chalev, Humava, Godo, and Afia Biada Oyev. When a person's afraid that that's a pesa for falling in battle. Ki Amro, and of course a Pasek, Amro, another Pasek. Amnezeh, Humavur, Kichizek Chalev, Humava, Godo, and Etzer. So being strong, strongly motivated, committed, that's how you win victorious. It is there. Therefore, Hiflik Bizar Yeshua of Aham. That's why we have so much to tell Yeshua Aham Shiachsak Libam, Velo Yir, Velo Yachsu, because otherwise, you know, that's the determination whether they're going to win or lose a border. Ba'amar Ad Yeshua Mipi Agura, and had to tell Yeshua himself with his own Nevuah, Shashem Yisparach Imo. Because if he mashed deal after the Yeshua, Shinikazim Omoik, it came to Omoik. Okay. So he's saying like this, that when you go to battle, depending on your commitment, your confidence, depends if you're going to win or lose. So Hashem wants to make sure that Yeshua is confident. So that's why he had this nevuah. Okay. That's the Rabbag. So what the Rabbag is mashma like this, just to say it over, is that Hashem knows that Yeshua is going to lead Klal Yisrael in battle. And if Yeshua doesn't have confidence, then fakir, you're going to lose the battle. I'll be derech hateva. And Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to win. So in order for them to win, he has to make Yeshua confident. So if just Moshe Rabbeinu just told Yeshua, listen, chazak damatz, you're going to bring Klal Yisrael into the Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua is not confident. He can say, yeah, well, maybe not. Because it's not true. Therefore, Hashem went ahead and how to make a nevuah to Yeshua straight, so that near for now Yeshua has confidence. That's the bag. So I thought that this is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Basically, the assumption is that if Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Yeshua in Parashas Vayelech, and he tells Yeshua, and he tells all Klal Yisrael that Chazak Amatz, and you're going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe has Yeshua has a kasha. Well, maybe that was said in Chayreif, but things change. You know, excuse me, if things change, so that means, then what's Moshe Rabbeinu? That means Moshe Rabbeinu goofed. That means you're an afikairis. you don't trust Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a smart man. He's a Navi. You know, you're basically, what the Rabbag and Pasuk Gidalit is saying, is that Yeshua might suspect on some level that everything that Moshe said is wrong. That Moshe based it on, you know, not intentionally wrong. He's not a liar, malicious, but he just, a shemazel, okay? Moshe on the day, Moshe's parting words to Yeshua were a mistake. Because Moshe is telling him over the nevuah he had in Chayreif. And Moshe doesn't realize, Moshe's not as smart as Yeshua, of course, that Moshe doesn't realize that something happened to change. And Yeshua is smarter. He realized something changed. And therefore he realized that I can't trust what Moshe says. I would tell Yeshua, I think you should go back to a basic course in Emunas Hachamim. And Moshe is smarter than you. And Moshe is a Navi. And if things change, Moshe would know. And if Moshe is saying emphatically, guaranteed, 100%, that this is the way it is, then obviously he knows, either because he got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or because he is Amnemte Shari Chachma, that things haven't changed, and this maybe something happened is, I guess it didn't, maybe, you know, you'll be like crazy maybes, and stop being a nervous Meshuggah, and it's 100%. Comes along the Rabbag and says that because of this maybe that Yeshua had in his head, that maybe things change, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu found it necessary to go ahead and give him his own personal nevuah, which the way I understand it would mean that what Rav Shiva would say, that the degree of maybe that Yeshua would have in his head would be a dakis of some slight. It can't say that Yeshua was a kofer be'ikr. If he's appointed to be the manig, he's a kofer in the Moshe's nevuah. That you say that is ain a daimeh shmiya to riyah. So as much as Yeshua trusts Moshe, and as much as Yeshua knows that Moshe is a Gadol Ador, and Moshe is an Avi, and Moshe is a Talmud Chacham, and when Moshe tells him this whole speech in the beginning of Vayedeth, that we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to be afraid, and Chazak Damatz, and Atta Tavor, and 99.9999999% for sure, Yeshua is 100% sold. But there's human nature, there's a slight dacus of it. Maybe Moshe made a mistake. What do you mean Moshe made a mistake? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make mistakes. But maybe he made a mistake. But Hashem wouldn't let him make a mistake. Obviously, this is Moshe's giving. Hashem, like, but maybe. So even a Yeshua, on some dacus level in the back of his mind, can have some iota of doubt. And it sounds like from the second Ralbag that even if Hashem Moshe would have said, Yeshua, I got a Nevuah, now, it wouldn't have, Hashem wanted to give that Yeshua should hear the Nevuah himself, because that's the ultimate confidence. And it seems from the Ralbag, in the second Ralbag, that had Yeshua had that slight degree of doubt, what would have been the Nafka Mina? So you say, well, it's only some docking, stick of doubt, so it would be trivial and would have no effect. But that's not what the Rabbag says. Rabbag says, Beferish, that would have had a major effect, Al-Biderech HaTeva, in the war. That it's very possible that Al-Biderech HaTeva, they would have lost the war because Yeshua doesn't have that confidence based on the fact that he has this doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. So it's an amazing to hear in the Ralbag where a slight drop of confidence, which means that we would definitely say it's on some slightest level, because obviously Yeshua would never suspect Moshe of being wrong on more than a dacus level, could interpret when it comes to his behavior in a major effect on the war, that it would be that he would say what he's saying, that they would lose the war, I'll be Derech HaTeva because of that. So what the basic Kiddush of the Shmuz you see is that even slight degrees of lack of confidence can have major effects on a person. I think that's a very important Kiddush. How does that apply to Maisa? It applies to Maisa in that when we're doing things, we have to have as much as we can confidence. And the application. Now, sometimes we don't have haftach. We can't have confidence, but sometimes we can. Certain things we can't have confidence on. And if we can, then we should. We have to build up the confidence. So I just, applying it in Yonei Diyoma. We're having, we officially agree that it's Edel. Right? And if it's Edel and it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, obviously we're supposed to do tshuva. So some people might not do tshuva. Why not? So one of the reasons I suspect is also the lack of confidence. You see, when there's a lack of confidence, you don't do. So there's a lack of confidence. I'm going to go ahead and try and do tshuva. Probably won't work anyway. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to work hard and I won't get anywhere. So, it's the same thing with davening. I'm going to daven, but my davening, who says my davening is going to be any good anyway? Who says Hashem will accept my davening? Who said Hashem will accept my tefillahs? So what you see in the Ralbag is whenever a person has lack of confidence, even on a dacus level, you can't give it your full. So shorty, if a person feels, how do I know that my tshuva will work? How do I know that my tefillahs will work? So then you can't give it your full. So here, Baruch Hashem, there's a way of having confidence. Because we have chazals all over that say that there's a haftacha guarantee. So I wanted to read, it's an amazing, it's not a shmooze, but it's just a hashkafa. We have in the parsha, this is in Parshas Nesavim, this week's Parsha. It says, V'shavata Hashem elokecha v'shamata v'koldo. You're going to return to Hashem and do his kol. Kol asher anochi mitzavcha yom, ata b'necho pod v'lavavshecha. So there's a double lashon. First it says Shavata Hashem, and then it says Shamata Bekolo, and then it says Vishav Hashem Elokecha Shvuzcha Virechamel Vishav. Two parts by the person and two parts by Hashem. So the Beis Elokim, which is an early sefer, the Mabit is, I think he's like an early Achron or a late Rishon, probably an early Achron, but he's like in the 1500s, I think, around the Beis Yosef's time, I believe. So he says as follows, and it's kedai to read because it's so important. We said that the tshuva is made up of two parts. Karata and Aziva Sachet. Nemar. Ki einem kishara mitzvahs. Tshuva is not like any other mitzvah. Sha'oisa chedek me a mitzvah eino chedek schar mitzvah. If a guy does half a mitzvah, then that's it. You're not yoytzi. Kvo shatoma mitzvah sitzis. Hu bedawad kantas. Voisa sitzis begimel kantas avad eino mekayin gimel chelke a mitzvah. If you wear three sitzis out of four, you don't get three quarters of a mitzvah. That's it. It's ma'ake. If you didn't get the mitzvah, sorry, you're not yoytzi. V'yikila lo'asa shum davar. Ula ma'tshuva gam ki'ena shleima. Tshuva that's not shoreim. Ad shetei charata d'shovar v'aziv esachei lo'asin. Even if you don't have that. Im koze charata d'vad b'ri aziv esachei mo'o ksaz. V'kein aziv esachei b'lo charata. In other words, he's saying a tremendous chiddush, and I cut out because he's giving examples, but he says, let's say you have charata, and you, at the time of charata, you say, but you know what? I'm not gonna stop. I have no intention to stop. I feel bad that I'm addicted to this aveira, and I feel bad. I wish I was a tzaddik. I wish I never got myself into this bad habit. But now that I got into it, I'm not stopping. I don't think I can stop. I have no intention to stop. I enjoy it too much. It's too much me. I ain't stopping. Says even that, which is no chaziva zachet at all, is a partial tshuva. And vice versa. Even, I don't feel bad about the past, but I'll try and be better in the future. That's also partial tshuva. I don't even know what this means. The guy thinks, you know, wouldn't it be nice to do tshuva, but he doesn't have an iota, not a shum chedek. Means he has not an iota of charata, and not an iota of aziva sachet. He only has a thought, you know, I really should do tshuva. Right? That's a pretty low level. He's thinking, you know, I really should do tshuva, but I ain't doing it. I'm not having an iota of charata, I'm not having a rota of aziva sachet. So even without the shum chayim beis chelket shu achrekim, the two nesay make o adam onesh, that itself removes the onesh. K'mo shalom al haran, the ran's a rishon. Dover zeh besof drash v'atah Yisrael, that's the name of his drasha. It shows his name. He posek from our parsha. V'shivoy said above ka b'chol agoyim, that shu. I see. I copied the wrong posek, of course. I got the wrong pasuk. There must be a pasuk before that I left out. I apologize. But that was Hashava Lev. Vishata Hashem Elokecha, that's the pasuk that I quoted. I left out a pasuk. That's the next level of tshuva. And then Hashem responds, Vishava Hashem Elokecha Shvuzcha, that's the schar Hashava Lev. Means you're still in Godas, but Hashem makes that the Goyim treat you nicely. Meaning he's saying like this, in Pasuk Gimel, there are two different schars. Vishav Hashem Kegashbuzcha just means Hashem will make that while you're in Godas, it'll be good. The Goyim will be nice to you. And the second level is Vishav Kabetzcha. The first level, he says, is for what? Just for the decision that, you know, I should do tshuva. Just that thought alone, without doing anything. You didn't do tshuva. Just a person who makes a decision, you know, I really should do tshuva, you already get, not some little minor little thing, That's like $1 million that the Goyim will be nice to you. You'll have a good in you won't go back to Eretz Yisrael, but you'll have a good in Godus. That's a major accomplishment. And all that comes about just from the thought that I should do tshuva. So what the Rabbin is saying, that there's a million levels in tshuva. And that's the Shari Tshuva says the same thing. Every little bit, if there's partial credit, then then a 64 is different than a 65, and a 65 is different than a 66, and a 66 is different than a 67. We made it. There's no spar of yish, because whatever you do, you're accomplishing something. So therefore, just to conclude, we come out from the Rabag, a very important chiddush, that every iota of lack of confidence makes a major difference in a person's behavior. And there are many, many people that don't have confidence that their tefillah or their tshuva is going to make a difference. So what we see from the Beis Elokim, that since he says clearly that Hashem gives partial credit by tshuva, and he gives partial credit even if you don't even do any tshuva, but just for the partial credit that you just think you would like to do tshuva. So therefore, a person can feel confident that every ounce of tshuva that he does serves a function.